Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Stay engaged no matter what. You know, some of you have been sending me emails. We have been in worse shape in this country. Right? Let's not give up. And you want to talk about a powerful? Yeah, the government's so powerful. Yeah, okay, yeah, they are. They are very powerful. I got it. And you can sometimes feel like no matter what, you can't win. But I'm going to say what my mantra with you guys, which is remember, our founding fathers took on the most powerful military on the face of the planet, and they had nothing. They had no money. We had no real military to speak of at the time. And we kicked their butts. I always like to remind Xander that when he's on, because he's over in England. I always tell him to watch it, you know. We did it once, we can do it again. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. The news of the day is all about the shooting that took place. And tragic. Totally tragic. But to try to turn this into a race issue just, again, shows you how out of, well, see, some of you would say they're out of touch. The left is just out of touch and they don't have a grasp on reality. No, I think to a big degree they know exactly what they're doing. I've been telling you on the show for a long time, they need bloodshed. They need an out-and-out war. That is the only way that they can take, I mean, truly take total control. And I would do everything in my power to make sure it didn't happen. And you've got to do the same thing. You can't be afraid of stepping up. You cannot be afraid to step up and push back. And as Rand Paul said, which is so true, it's not just a matter of you trying to take on the feds. Don't try to take on the feds. That's not the place to make it happen. And they know it. The Dems know that they're not going to be able to hold their grip. This is why the laws that they're passing, what they're trying to push through, takes more and more control away from the locals. The reason behind that is because we can take back the local governments. If we take back, and we own what? We've got control of, what is it, 37 of the legislative houses? If we could take that back, we could change it from within. We don't need them. And then if we have a convention of states, right, which is totally different than, you know, just trying to change the Constitution with amendments, we can make some major changes here. Real changes, people. Not kind of sort of changes. But I mean, really, truly, nothing says restitution like people not related to the person who was shot looting and burning down buildings, smashing windows, smashing police cars. Nothing says restitution like that. I guess all that makes you feel better. I don't know. Right? And when you talk about these people being pulled over. Now, look, I went on my way today. It doesn't make me a good person, bad person, whatever, but I went out of my way today to listen to some of the more, you know, black-leaning shows and commentators, you know. There is a common theme here. Even they say, there's a common theme here. Put your hands behind your back. Stop resisting. Stop acting like a jackwagon. No matter what color you are, I don't care where you come from or what color you are. Just do what you're told to do. It's really that simple. We were talking about that woman last week, the black woman who shot the white cop. The white cop wouldn't move against her, was very careful to move against her because he knows what's going on TV and all around him. Yet he gets to get shot. Right? She knew what was going on. She had cocaine in her purse. There were warrants out for the arrest of the car owner. How are they supposed to know she's not the car owner? The same thing going on here. The person they pulled over may have had warrants out for his arrest based on other gun charges. I'm sorry. What are you supposed to do? Pull him over and say, pardon me? I see you have no plates on your car. Everything is suspended. You may have warrants out. Could that possibly be you? And then again, you can see on the tape the person trying to get away. Why are you trying to get away? All they're going to do is put handcuffs on you. What are you trying to get away for? Why is it you always have to fight the police constantly? Right? And then you wonder why something goes sideways. Anyway, in every one of these shootings, every one of these issues, right, where you have somebody, what is it, the one assailant pulled the cop's taser gun and then turned around and faced it at the cops? And what happened today? I mean, seriously. Come on, a tragedy beyond tragedies. And the city manager was fired after demanding due process for a cop in a deadly shooting. I mean, due process. Isn't that what we're supposed to have? Right? I mean, they're supposed to have that. Everybody's supposed to. Are we all entitled to that? But apparently not anymore. Now, if you ask for justice in any way, shape, manner, or form, then you're the bad person. You're terrible. Really, think about it. It's just amazing to me. And this is what communism is all about, right? We're going to let them dictate to us. They're going to dictate what's going on. And this is what our founding fathers were afraid of when it came to a democracy, if you would. It's a mob rule scenario. What's happening right now? You're hearing all over the country. If some of these trials don't come out, if the Floyd trial doesn't come out the way BLM wanted, they're going to go, you know, loot, steal, kill, burn. You know what? Every one of them, the National Guard should be called out, and every one of them should be arrested. The first one who throws a bottle, jumps out of a police car, smashes the window, that's it. Handcuffs in the back of the wagon. Join us in your house. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Come to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, send me an email if you have any questions. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Also, you know, if you want text alerts that the show's going to start, it's real simple. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring her on every week. We kick off the week where she kind of gets things rolling. Love getting her blood pressure up because she can't get to bed about for 7 hours after the show's over. Kimberly Moore enjoys me as she does every week about this time. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, again, you have the New England perspective. The funny thing about it is I tell people, you have to understand that New England is like, it's almost like a whole different country when it comes to politics and things like that. I mean, I'm not that far off, right?
Probably not.
I mean, seriously. That you're not called Yankees for no reason, you know. Whatever.
Well, you know, this is where the revolution started, right?
Wouldn't it be great If we could have a freedom revolution start again in New England, I doubt it's going to happen.
It would be awesome, but we have too many, I'm trying to use the right word.
Yeah, please. Make sure it's the right one and not one we're getting banned, you know.
Not one that we'll get in trouble for. New England has flipped. New England is a bunch of wusses now.
Yeah.
New England is a bunch of leftist little government sheep.
Oh, I mean, sincerely, if people would pay attention from where we were in the beginning and where we're at now, it's like the Founding Fathers would never recognize Massachusetts at this point.
Oh,
no?
God, no. The Founding Fathers, they would not have founded this country if they would saw today what it has turned into.
So
they would have said, oh, hell no.
If God had showed them what was going to happen in 200 plus years,
they wouldn't have done it. They would have said, let the British take over.
Let them have it.
They would have said, no way in hell are we doing that. Because Americans are too damn stupid to have the freedom that they fought for.
You're ready for this one? I found this quote today. I was actually thinking about doing a founder's quote every day. So founder's quote from Richard Henry Lee, right? One of the founding fathers. And he said, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. Now, he's not talking about arms, legs, and fingers, and hands, right? Obviously. Arms. Sure. And be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Wow. So he's suggesting the way we maintain and preserve our liberty and our freedom is to teach young kids how to use arms to keep the government away from you.
Some of us actually still do that.
And, you know, apparently he should have been arrested. Maybe we should remove his name because he's all for gun violence, you know, off of all these.
Yeah. How far we have sunk in this country thanks to commies and Marxists.
Oh, God bless her. I see this stuff and I just cringe. I go, come on, this can't be real. But seriously, when you look at what's going on now and how fast they're trying to shove things down people's throats, again, now with the new quote-unquote infrastructure bill, when you really look at what's in it, I'm really curious as to what part of it is for infrastructure for real.
There's only like 5 to 7% that's actually infrastructure, and I think that's if you include broadband.
Wow.
Which we've already been paying for to put to in rural areas since under Obama.
Yeah.
Taxpayers subsidize cable companies to drop the fiber optics out there.
Yeah.
Because they don't do it normally because they don't make any money. Because it's a private business. But taxpayers have been subsidizing that for a long time.
Oh, we subsidize
that's
a lot more than they know.
There's something going on.
Right? You know? It's just amazing to me. Anyway, I'm having so much fun with some of the stories that we're not paying a whole bunch of attention to. You know, because we're so busy with these shootings or what have you. And I love the thing where BLM now is screaming that if they don't get the results they want, they're going to burn and loot. And, you know, because nothing says restitution. You know, nothing says equality more than smashing the windows of the local department store and taking what you want, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it's typically in black neighborhoods. So not only are you destroying probably a black-owned business.
Yeah.
You're destroying a business that hires black employees. So you're harming someone's business that's in your community and or harming someone's jobs that is in your community. So, yeah, they're freaking brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, I don't know if you heard the video of the Minnesota police shooting and the police chief who was speaking. Now, when he was speaking about what was going on and he mentioned the word riot, the reporters went nuts on him. I thought there were rioters in the crowd. I thought he was speaking to a crowd of people. But apparently I found out later on that those were the reporters that were, don't do that, don't call it that, don't say that. It's like, what are you talking about? It is a riot. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
What are reporters anymore?
They're not.
We have.
They're not. They're spokesmen.
Nothing but an arm. We have nothing but an arm of the left in a majority of the media today. That's why America is so freaking dumbed down, Joe. That is why.
Well, the education system's done that, too. I mean, the education system's done that.
Oh, because the commies took their... Listen, the extreme left is very patient. We've talked about this before. They've been setting this off for years and years and years and years. Education system, unions. Remember, years ago, There were union leaders that banned commies from holding positions of leadership. They changed that.
Yep.
They changed that because unions are inherently socialist or communist. They changed that, banning them from having leadership positions. So they took over the unions. They took over the media. They took over the educational systems, both at the K through 12 level and higher education. This was all intentional. None of what you're seeing is just random happen to be that way. These people are very determined and very patient.
And they're in it for the
long. And they've been doing this for many, many years to try to destroy this country because they hate it.
Well, you're right about, you know, I mean, they are in this for the long game. When you think about how long the Chinese have been infiltrating our colleges and you know, scientific institutions and what have you.
Everywhere, politics, everything.
Everything. And it was slow, and it was methodical, and they knew it was going to take generations, maybe not generations, but anyway, decades anyhow, and they were willing to wait it out. And the Democrats were doing the same thing. You know, look at Stacey Abrams in Georgia. I said, she started 10 years ago, and she started as a community organizer. She started as a community organizer, right? And just slowly kept it going. We don't do that. Either we don't know how to do that, we're not patient, I don't know what it is.
We don't have the money like they do. See, that's the thing, Joe. That's the thing, and I've been railing on this for years. The left has billions of dollars because left-wing billionaires and millionaires will part with their money in a heartbeat to push left-wing causes. The right does not do that at all. There's a few here and there, but the left doles it out like there's no tomorrow. I mean, look at BLM. They got $90 million last year from donations. Seriously.
Yeah. And look who bought a house with that money. We'll be back in a minute.
Four houses.
Oh, I know. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes the police shooting death of Dante Wright was an accident. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting where Wright is seen struggling with police while being put in handcuffs. Wright was being arrested after driving with expired tags and having outstanding warrants. The officer shouting taser and warning of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead. Police Chief Tim Gannon discussing the riots and looting that broke out Sunday evening.
Peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin continues with George Floyd's brother taking the stand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
Well, I'm back. I don't know about you.
Double G, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-855-732-5560. To get involved, get engaged. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time with me. Now listen, pay attention, okay? You got to be supporting conservative causes. You got to support conservative people. I know he's a multi-billionaire, but you still have to support Mike Lindell. They're coming after him big time. And part of that, you know, is because he's funding conservative causes. He's funding conservative movies and shows and that kind of thing. And we don't want that to happen now, do we? And don't think he's totally sold out to, Fox. Because if you watch Fox News and if you read some of the stories, he has cut back in helping Fox, and he only supports certain shows on Fox now. And it shows you that he's not willing to give it all. I mean, he wants the conservative causes pushed, end of discussion. But if you want to help me out and you want to help him out at the same time, and I told you already, I got some great slippers from him. I mean, not from him, obviously, but MyPillow is so much more than just a pillow. He's got the pillow, he's got the sheets, he's got blankets, he's got all kinds of stuff up there. You can get a discount. If you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. Come on, I can't make it any easier than that. Use promo code Joe. It would be great. We should have got the promo code AOC. Wouldn't that have been great? Anyhow, promo code Joe, and you'll immediately save some money on your purchase. And if you're one of those people that doesn't like the internet, doesn't want to use the internet, I get it. You can always go to MyPillow by dialing 800-872-0353, 800-872-0353. All right, so Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
I just want to add that I finally did buy some MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets and the MyPillow as a boycott a couple months ago, and I actually really like them, and I like the pillow.
Yeah, you know what I like about the pillow, and people are going to laugh, it's not that it's more comfortable than my other pillow, but the thing that's great about it is it truly lets air through. And, you know, in the summertime, my head doesn't get all hot.
Oh, you're an Italian. You're probably hot all the time, hot-headed all the time anyway.
That's right. Yeah, you're right there. Thank you. My wife will appreciate that comment. But you're right. I mean, and again, I bought the slippers, and I know this isn't a my fault.
I didn't even know they had slippers.
I didn't either. I hopped on there just so I'd be able to talk about it and say, yeah, I got the pillow. What else has he got to sell? But I started looking. I said, well, you know what? Let me buy these slippers. I need slippers anyway. So I got them. I love them. I mean, they're well-made. Nice. They're comfortable. They're great. So, anyhow, yeah, here we go. We're going to take a whole segment to do the commercial.
Sorry.
You don't pay me that much. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
But I'm, you know, I'm speaking from someone who actually did buy them, and I actually do like them. So,
well, good.
I'm not just saying it.
That's a good thing. Hey, before we get on to the business at hand in Minnesota, I was thinking this weekend. I was watching all the, you know, I think you heard some of the big time CEOs met over the weekend and via Zoom, you know, because they're being there. They're being good Americans or whatever, and trying to figure out how to fight all these bad election laws that are coming down, right? And I thought this was really great because they're so emotional in their moves. I don't think it's all thought through. You know, none of them really have looked at the law at all whatsoever. But let me get this straight now. So MLB moves its $100 million All-Star game from Atlanta, right, where the black population is over 50%, well over 50%, to Denver, where the black population is 9%, okay? And when you think about that, you know, in its entirety, there were also a whole bunch of mom-and-pop small businesses that make so much, you know, the T-shirt vendors and the hat, you know what I'm talking about, you know, all that stuff that's sold in the streets before the shows, I mean, before the games start, really cool and all that. So,
and all the small restaurants and hotels, a very high percentage of black-owned businesses in Atlanta. But MLB decided to go to White Bread Denver.
Oh, yeah, of course, sure, because dope is almost free there, whatever. But then then you go, and then you have Black Lives Matter, where I don't see them in the inner cities, but the kids really need help with education and other things. None of their money is being used to help those black kids. However, the founder, or the co-founder, actually a so-called and self-proclaimed Marxist, Patrice Cullors, I think is her name. She bought a $1.4 million home in Topanga Canyon. Actually, it's two. There's like a guest house there or whatever on the property. And the black population in that area, Topanga Canyon, matter of fact, a big part of that area is less than 0.5%. But it's good to see she is supporting the black community.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Well, Danny, are you okay?
Well, see, this is where the little proletariats have to realize what Marxism does. Some of the Marxists will be the haves, and most of the Marxists that are fall under their rule will be the have-nots. This is a prime example. Because this woman hates capitalism and wants to disband it. Yet, because of capitalism, she got morons to donate almost $90 million. Morons. These people have not lifted one finger, one finger, to actually help the black community in black communities. If anything, they've harmed the black community more and destroyed black communities. Yep. They have done zero for the black community, but they certainly lined their pockets, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They go in there. You think about it. They go into these communities to fight for the black cause, and they do it by burning down black businesses. And the idiots for the big companies, right, they go in there, like to your point, you were talking about that earlier, how much money they've collected. What have they actually done in the black communities? Have they helped any real black families? Have they helped the kids get a better
goddamn
education?
Goddamn thing.
That's right.
Nope. They haven't tried to make the inner city schools better. They haven't done anything. They've literally harmed the black community with their behavior and trying to defund the police in the communities where the crime is the highest. And they have done nothing but destroyed their actual communities by, you know, rioting.
Right.
They've done nothing but harm the black community.
No.
And line their own pockets.
Yep. Yep. They're not stepping out to do anything. Absolutely nothing.
And a lot of people in the black community actually understand this. They know that the black, it's Black Lives Matter is mostly supported by idiot white leftists. It's the people that are looting in their own communities, they're just doing it to do it. They don't give a crap about BLM.
Yep. I'm with you. I agree with you. You know, I mean, seriously, you really want to sit there and I ask people, tell me what they've actually done to help the black community. And do not tell me they've raised awareness to the violence. How come they're not in Chicago then? Why aren't they there? Are they in Portland or Seattle where black women as well as white women are being raped? I mean, are they there? No,
nope.
Probably not there either.
Of course not.
Are they in D.C. where the kids are getting a crappy education? It's one of the worst in the country. Are they there helping them, making sure they get fed? Look at all the money.
Are they in Chicago making sure they help them?
No.
There's a few million kids that have disappeared completely out of the system because of this stupid fraud, Fauci COVID crap. And are they there helping the kids to make sure those kids are okay? Nope. They are absent when it comes to actually helping the black community. Okay. Absent. They're nothing but charlatans like Al Sharpton.
Oh, you're going to make fun of my pal Al Sharpton, who still owes the IRS over $4 million, but it's a miscalculation on the IRS's part.
Yeah, it's a miscalculation, but you or I would be in prison.
Are you nuts? You're not kidding. They would have already leaned and sold everything I had and not even come close, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the political elitist in this country. He's one of them, even though he's useless as all hell. Another one who's useless, who's caused murders because he said there was racism where there wasn't.
Right. Oh, yeah. No. It's really fun. They truly are the party of non-responsibility. Nothing is their fault. Everything is somebody else's fault. You know, it was really funny when Obama got in, right? Everything negative going on was all because of Bush, right? Everything.
It was Bush for 8 years. Everything
right.
bad was Bush
Everything
for 8 years,
bad.
For God's sakes.
Now Joe Biden gets in and everybody's blaming Trump for what's going wrong, but you're going, wait a minute. We didn't have this problem at the border under Trump. You created this. We didn't, you know, again, with the jobs, we were headed in a positive direction. You created this.
But Biden doesn't even know what day it is.
Yeah,
he didn't create anything.
No question.
That's the worst part. Him and his cackling hyena sidekick are useless. They aren't running anything. I would like to know, and I know it's the extreme left, but I'd like to know who's really running things in the White House, because it's neither of them.
Yeah. Well, we got to go for a break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran when we come back.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Can't find the button. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always get involved. Be engaged. Make sure you know what, you know, just get informed. Stop the stuff where you're spewing your last Twitter feed or something that you've read. Don't do that. Because you end up being as dumb as they are. And you know who they are. All right? Get informed before you get engaged, before you engage your mouth. How's that? Let's start off there. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her kicking the week off with me. And you really do get us rolling. And I know I make you nuts sometimes with some of these stories. So I do appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
So I had a story all set and ready to go. And I forgot what it was.
Hey,
who's the pseudo bald guy that kind of like a really dopey cartoon character on CNN. What's his name?
Brian Stetler. I call him the potato. He's a potato. Or a freaking turnip, whatever. Dumb as a rock.
Turnip is probably close.
Yeah.
Right? Did you hear about this? He was complaining about Fox News journalists not sharing selfies of them getting the shots. You know?
Yes.
You know what I would do? You know what the joke shop? We used to get those needles that they would go in, like, you know, look like they were going into your arm, but they were really going back into themselves. Remember those?
Yes. Yep.
I'd get me somebody to dress up as a nurse, and I would just start, you know, putting them up there like, see, got mine, I wouldn't say what I got, but got mine, just to make these guys nuts. Right?
I responded to a tweet of him saying something about it, and I'm like, you're the most untrusted industry. Why the hell would anyone listen to you?
Oh, he's like, the most untrusted person on the most untrusted network in an untrusted
industry. All the people on CNN, but corporate media in general are untrustworthy.
Right.
Why would anyone listen to them unless you're a complete moron because they got the COVID vaccine? Those are the last people I would listen to on anything, but especially when it comes to my medical care.
I love the...
That's for damn sure.
He said the host of... The MSNBC's Rachel Maddow was really fearful of the needle, but at least she got vaccinated. And she posted a selfie of herself getting it. Like, I care.
Isn't she special? She's from Massachusetts. What do you expect? She's obviously a sheep.
I know. No, but you know what? It always, I know it sounds stupid, but it always hurts my heart when I see these stories that come out of Massachusetts, because that's not the state I grew up in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the guys that I grew up in and around, even if you started to spell the word communism, they'd pound on you, you know?
But you got to remember, idiots like Teddy Kennedy perpetrated the fraud. He was pushing all this kind of crap all these years, just calling it something different. He was part of it.
Yep.
And they loved him, even though he killed a woman.
Yeah.
No, this is the Massachusetts you grew up in, Joe. It's the same one I grew up in. I was 12 years old when I saw on the news how Teddy Kennedy killed a woman. I was like, why did people vote for him? I don't understand. I was a little kid.
What about the
most adults.
Well, what about the actual people, though, that were not for this, that are not for communism or socialism? Are they just too dull to figure it out with the people they're voting for? Or they've just drank so much Democrat Kool-Aid they can't do anything else?
I don't. So there's a couple different people. Yeah, there's the people that are just dumb as a rock, right? They just go along to get along, believe whatever they're told. Then there's people who are intentionally want to push this horrifying ideology because they think they'll be part of the elite. They don't understand that they're just going to be tossed to the side. They should probably check out Cuba and what happened in Cuba. But anyway.
Oh, no. Cuba's
and
great.
Then there's other people who,
I mean,
there's other people who don't pay attention. Like, they listen to the news. They believe what's on the news. They don't realize that they're being lied to on a daily basis from people they think are journalists who are nothing but left-wing arms. Propagandists.
Yeah.
They don't get it. And I was one of them, Joe. I know. I was one of them. So I completely understand. You go about your living your life. You're just watching the news, the regular news. I used to read the Globe, the New York Times. Those are my go-to.
I remember the Globe. We used to read that, too.
Yeah, right. I used to read those two every day. I would read the Boston Globe and New York Times every single day. I would watch NECN or WCBB Boston stations. Until I realized what was really going on with the media and that they were being lied to, and I could call them out on stories on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Regular basis. I can call out journalists, quote unquote, in New Hampshire, every state. Especially, Joe, when you know what the story is, because maybe you were there. You know what I mean? That's the worst.
I know exactly what you mean. So, you know, it was funny when this Katie Hill thing went down with me and one other person, right? And it was all right. You couldn't get away from it. It was everywhere. It was in the LA Times, and it was every, you know, about how bad we were and the nasty what we did to her and everything else, right? So now it goes into court. The judge is like, you guys got nothing. All right, this is an Obama appointed judge, so to speak. You got nothing. And so now what are they doing? They're screaming at the judge. They're screaming at but it's not all over the place. It's not all over the place like we were acquitted or you know the
of course
judge
not.
Is trying, right? No. So now she's coming back and she's Hill has said nope. She's not giving up. She's going. She's going to go appeal this thing. And the reality is the judge is like, look, this doesn't fit in the law. You can't use this. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about the law. You see that? You see that? What's going on in with the shootings? The law doesn't matter. It's what they perceive to be reality needs to be reality and acted on.
Oh, it's what they want based on their emotions. It's not anything about reality. Yes, the officer made a mistake, a deadly mistake. You cannot be in that situation and make a mistake. And it's happened in other situations before. But let's face reality. If the kid didn't have a bad sticker, he wouldn't have been pulled over. If you don't like the sticker laws, change them. It's a Democrat-run area that has those laws.
Right.
The kid wouldn't have been arrested if he didn't have a warrant out for breaking another law.
Yep.
That's on him. The kid would still be alive. Not a kid. He was 20. He would still be alive if he didn't try to resist arrest. The cop made a mistake, a deadly mistake, and she should not ever be a cop again, in my opinion, because you cannot make mistakes like that.
No.
You can't. But it's a whole slew of everything. Why is it, and the kid's half white. I mean, his mother was on TV. This is going to be like the Beverly Hillbillies with white trash getting millions of dollars.
Well, listen, but I was thinking that today when I was listening to this stuff going down. I'm thinking to myself, now all you have to do is either get shot or, you know, think about what's going down and how much money these people are making. How much money, the millions of dollars that they're getting before there's even a court case.
Maybe you should have taught your kid not to be an effing criminal. Maybe that would have been good. That might have been nice.
Look, I'm not arguing with you.
I just, you know, everybody's like, the cops, racist. Well, you think the cops pulled him over because he was of his white side, maybe? Or do you think it really was because of his black side? Or maybe it was the sticker, the expired sticker on his car. Now, mind you, I disagree with having to pay the government to own a piece of private property like that. I don't agree with having to register your vehicle or freaking get plates or any of that. I don't agree with that. So I'm all for ending that because it costs an arm and a leg every year, even here in New Hampshire. I'm good with getting rid of that. But that is the law that was put into place, probably by Democrats. And that's the law that the law enforcement officers were enforcing. They didn't make that kid try to take off. They didn't make it. They're arresting him because he had a warrant. He would have been out of jail in an hour.
Yep. No,
he would have walked in an hour.
Nobody wants to talk about this stuff. Nobody. It's just like when you see the shootings that come down, right? Nobody ever wants to talk about mental health. Nobody.
No.
Everybody just wants to talk about the gun. Isn't that amazing?
Nobody ever wants to talk about the real friggin' issues in this country. The left doesn't. The media doesn't. No one does. There are more whites killed by cops every year than blacks.
Amen.
It's a very tiny, and unarmed blacks, it's a tiny, tiny percentage of those who are unarmed.
But
like 0.00003%.
At the end of 2019, I think the number was 42. There were 42 people shot that were unarmed by the police, and 9 of them were black.
Right. The majority were white.
Yeah, exactly. And
but
then when
the
we get past that, over half of them were black cops that did the shooting.
Yeah, the facts don't matter, Joe, because the left has a narrative to push. They need to keep us divided. If they can keep us divided, we'll never unite against them. That is what the left and the corporate media and anyone on the left is doing. And that's what they've been doing this whole time. And now corporations want to get in on this?
Oh, yeah.
Wise up.
So, once again, I'm going to leave you with this thought. You have to have an ID to get the vaccine, to save your life, to make sure you don't kill anybody else, but no ID to vote. Anyhow, where people find you, quick.
GreatAcross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Hey, coming up next hour, Dr. B, she's going to diagnose me. That'll take a while. We'll be back in a minute.